Some say it's time to cut the cat and mouse game and completely legalize drugs. Jacob Sullum is a senior editor of Reason magazine, and he's argued this for years. He joins us live from Dallas tonight. Jacob, thanks. We seem to be in the ultimate cat and mouse game. Now, whether it's legal or not, the manufacturers are figuring out a way around the laws.
Well, people have always liked taking drugs throughout human history and in virtually every culture, and they will find a way to do it, no matter what laws the government passes. My concern is that by prohibiting certain drugs and making it more difficult to obtain them, the government actually drives people to more dangerous alternatives. In the case of the fake pot, there are probably hundreds of chemicals out there, according to the chemists who developed several of them, that can mimic the effects of THC, but we are not familiar with their effects. Some of them may very well be substantially more dangerous than marijuana. Marijuana is a drug that humans have been using for thousands of years. We've done a lot of research on it. We have a pretty good handle on what its harms are, and it's not as harmful as many illegal drugs like pharmaceuticals or alcohol.
Now, you've called for legalization.
But now you're driving people to use things that are more dangerous.
Legalization across the board. But, you know, there is a societal effect of that. And let's just forget the cost for a minute. There is a societal cost to families, to kids, on crime. So, you know, to tell a child of an alcoholic that only the user is affected, you see what I'm saying here?
Sure. There's no question that there are costs attached to drug abuse, but there also are huge costs attached to prohibition, and you have to take that into account. Things like black market violence, which has killed tens of thousands of people in Mexico in the last few years, official corruption, making drug use more dangerous, like I was talking about, but also through things like encouraging needle sharing, which spreads disease. People die as a result of drug prohibition.
But let's take for a second,
who would not die if these drugs were legal. And
hold on, let's take Amsterdam for a minute. You've got 7,000 addicts in Amsterdam. And they've done a study on this. They committed 80% of the crime. So having a city with a bunch of zombies and junkies walking around, there are problems associated with that.
Well, I've been to Amsterdam, and it's not dominated by zombies and junkies. You have to recognize that they have not fully legalized drugs. They tolerate the retail sale of marijuana. They do have a more tolerant approach than the United States does, and their drug use is actually substantially lower there for marijuana as well as other drugs than it is in the United States. So that would be an indication they have eliminated some of the costs associated with prohibition, not all of them, because the supply remains illegal, and they have seen some benefits from
Let's talk about for a minute. Let's talk about cost. We're spending about $40 billion a year on the drug war, and the estimates are, even by the Cato Institute, if you tax this stuff, made it legal, this is a Cato Institute, they're a pretty conservative group, you could raise $46 billion a year.
Well, there is the money that's being spent to enforce prohibition. There is the foregone tax revenue. There's also the huge amount of money that people spend on drugs at the inflated black market prices. That's money that would be available for many other purposes if it weren't spent on drugs. You also have all of the human costs I alluded to. You have people who are rotting away in prison on drug charges who could be leading productive lives instead of being wards of the state and, you know, being cared for at taxpayer expense.
One more thing quickly before we let you go. Do you think we'll see legalization in our lifetime?
I can imagine seeing something like legalization for marijuana in my lifetime, yes.
But not beyond that. Jacob Sullum from Reason Magazine, senior editor, thanks for spending some time with us from Dallas tonight.